I will record my remarks for the closing remarks, but then I will turn it off so that you're all free to speak without concern of it being recorded and having to hear it again at a future time, or I should say I never listen to my own recorded talks. I mentioned this to a number of you because I've noticed that if I do, I only add on sometimes, or find myself wanting to edit what I'm saying as I'm saying it. And someone told me a story of that Joko once made a point like that about having to listen to her own recorded talks and not at all wanting to do that. Of course, if we write out our talks beforehand, that's a little easier, but even then, the point of talking in the Zendo is not, most of it is not to give you any particular information that's planned out. Occasionally there are specific points in practice that we need to clarify, or that would be useful to support us. But everything that's said is important in terms of how it clarifies and supports us. But it's not because I come with an agenda, except allowing as best I can the Dharma to be clarified and expressed, and allowing it in a way that would encourage and nurture our practice together. And as I've said often, if something resonates, good. If it doesn't, let it go. No point in holding on to those words because they're long gone. So, in a way, that's a good guideline in all of our life. What comes up here now is what we take care of. Even if it's memories, fine, we take care of them in the process of those thoughts, memories, and so forth appearing now, here, and how and what the practice effort is that's called for. But if we see our practice as taking care of all sorts of these past stories that we need to dredge up, then we're going to be endlessly troubled, endlessly find difficulties. The past only exists in the right now, and right now has a past, but it manifests in the various forms of our functioning so-called as individuals and our functioning so-called as a group together. And that's where we have the wonderful opportunity to both take care of the present and take care of the past and also take care of the future. In being present, in doing what's skillful and appropriate right now, to the extent that we can see it, it takes care of the past, it takes care of the future, it takes care of right now. So whether it's simply breathing, simply being experiencing, or whether it's some sort of interaction between yourself and another, or yourself and the world, when we give ourselves away to the moment, when we manifest the wisdom and compassion that flows through us, as us, that's the opportunity for all to be healed in the present moment, for past to be healed, for future to be healed, for present to be healed. And we need to be careful if we hold on to even those words, because even though the present heals the past, the future, all sorts of pasts can arise again and again and again, if I speak in that way. And each time it arises is when we take care of it as best we can. Not add on, I've taken care of that and I will never have to deal with that memory, fear, upset again. We're not the bosses of what arises as our life, whether so-called internal or external. We are the ones who can do our best right now. And our best is not a matter of judging from the outside or by some external standard, but our best is as best we can do with whatever the consequences of cause and effect that manifests. So, having all practiced together, sat together for these few days, our opportunity is now to continue our practice, carry along sesshin in our daily life, in our functioning, or being with others, being by ourselves, wandering through the various forms and aspects of universe that are our life. Okay, I will stop now. This is an opportunity for us to speak together about sesshin, about whatever you wish. You don't have to say anything, except there's two things we ask that you say. One is your name, and two, where you're from. Anything else is up to you. But since not everyone knows everyone's name, and we've sat together, and even if you do know the name, it's still good. Just state your name and where you're from, where you live, or whatever, however you want to identify that. And then, as you wish, I think we should go around rather than pop up. So someone can be the one who begins, and we'll continue from there.
Copyright Elihu Genmyo Smith.